Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Environmental and Science Issues for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First thing it does is it expedites any registration of pesticides for management of parasitic pests on managed pollinator bee health. Second thing it does is it requires USDA to submit a report to the agriculture committees in both houses on pathological factors affecting managed bees, including varroa, and then also environmental factors, including habitat, forage, beekeeper practices, and nutritional needs. Third thing it does is it requires EPA to submit a report to Congress on the availability of pesticides for management of parasitic pests and also the efforts of EPA to expedite approvals of new products.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First of all, it narrows the scope. There's a number of groups that want to expand the focus to include all sorts of pollinators. We're opposed to that because, according to the NRCS bulletin, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 197,000 species that are involved in pollination one way or another. So that's just an enormous task. It would divert resources away from the issue.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Managed bees are like the canary in the mine. If we improve situations for managed honeybees, then all the rest of these species will benefit as well. We like the fact that they're going to actually have to take a look at some of the practices that beekeepers are doing. And then we also like the fact that it's going to put a higher emphasis on varroa mite and other parasitic species.